Hello, and welcome to the second of three exciting NABBW teleseminars we're hosting this month, all on topics related to the heart. In a moment, I will introduce our guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner, author of her new book, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love. But first, let me introduce myself and set the stage. For those of you who do not know me, I am Ann Holmes, the Boomer-in-Chief of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which is found online at www.nabbw.com. Our websites are the number one sites found on the major search engines when you search on the keywords Baby Boomer Women. If you're not a member of the NABBW, you are welcome to join us, and you'll find a handy link on the front page of the NABBW website, which you can use to join. This call is an example of one of the many benefits we provide our members. In our members-only section, we have recordings of over 70 past teleseminars, which are yours with membership in the NABBW. Now, let me say a little bit about the format of the call this evening. Get yourself comfortable and make sure that you have paper and pencil to take notes. There are two reasons why I say that. First, Dr. Diana, our guest, has an extraordinary personalized gift for all of our listeners, and you're going to be wanting to write down what she has to tell you about that. And secondly, she's offering some fantastic information here this evening. Now, as far as the format of the call, for the next 40 minutes or so, the phone lines will be muted, and Dr. Diana and I will be talking. After that, I will open the lines for questions from the audience. If you have a question before the lines are open, use the box on your computer screen to type in your question, and I'll see them as they come in and relay them to Dr. Diana. In a moment, I will give you some background on Dr. Diana Kirshner, and then she and I will spend that time discussing the valuable information in her new book. So let's get started. Psychologist Dr. Diana Kirshner is a recurring guest on the Today Show, appeared on Oprah, and starred in a PBS special on love. Her new book, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, has received rave advance reviews from luminaries such as John Gray, Dr. Christine Northrup, Arielle Ford, and Dr. Judith Orloff. Dr. Diana has helped thousands heal from heartbreak, date terrific partners, deepen their relationships, and find lasting love that is just right for them. Her acclaimed free Dating Tips and Relationship Advice newsletter is available on her website, which is loveinninetydays.com. That's www.lovein90days.com. Please help me welcome Dr. Diana Kirshner.
Well,
now, Dr. Diana, before I launch into my questions, why don't I give you a brief opportunity to tell us what led you to write this new book and who is it written for?
Well, I'm just thrilled to be here, and baby boomers are my stars. They really are my stars. They really know what they want, and once you give them the tools, they can get it. And this goes for the arena of love as well as anything else. They really can succeed, and it's very exciting and thrilling. And this book is a follow-up of to my first book, Love in 90 Days, where we developed programs that worked extremely well for boomers. In fact, the whole PBS Pledge special was specifically aimed at boomer women.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who was the pledge, on-air pledge drive, Midge Woolsey, who actually was the one who was asking for the monies to
mm-hmm.
come into PBS, she came to me to just try out my approach. She was a woman in her 50s who had never been married. And I said, oh, really? Anyway, she wound up meeting the great love of her life and having a wonderful, wonderful wedding, and that was featured in the New York Times. And so Love in 90 Days has been out there. It's really been so great. It's really been a tool for so many women, helped so many women find love. And then I was finding that women also needed help in terms of once they had somebody they were interested in who was terrific. The question is how to create the kind of relationship they really want, how to deepen that love relationship, you know, whether they've been seeing each other for a few months or on and off for many years, or even if they were married or afraid that they were, losing their relationship, women were writing to me and asking for help about how to handle it. And so I created the book, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love. And it's basically a whole compendium of how to deepen and enrich any relationship.
Excellent. Dr. Diana, thank you. Now, I know that we have a lot to cover in our time here this evening, so why don't I get us started right away with my first question, and that would be, what is the most important thing you can do to create lasting, passionate love?
Well, I have dozens and dozens and dozens of ways to do that in Sealing the Deal, but there is one thing that's really, really important, and that is, the secret is to actually go back to having the fun and having the playfulness, having the flirtatiousness that you first had in the beginning. Even if you've just started dating, somehow you can get into a routine or a rut with someone where things go on autopilot, and you kind of go to dinner at the same place, and you maybe go to his place or your place. But you're on a routine autopilot, and one of the most important things is to get back into that flirtatious feeling of it's kind of like feeling like you're having an affair with each other, although you're not, and neither of you should be married to anybody else.
Right.
But you're having those same kinds of exchanges, you know, the long glances, the little soft touches, the nipples on the ear, the romantic words, and, you know, all of that. That's very, very, very important to keep the passion alive.
All right. Now, in the book, and thank you for sending me a copy. I have been reading it avidly since I received it the other day. In the book, you talk about the four steps of the powerful love mentoring process, and I'd love it if you would share those steps.
Well, yes, one of the things I talk about in the book is that it's very powerful to have a coach, a love coach or a love mentor, and this is someone who's like a practical fairy godmother, who's like a practical person who is very successful at love, who can help you really feel deserving and also feel empowered. And when you're a boomer woman, sometimes you feel marginalized. We're fed a whole lot of baloney that once you're past a certain age, all the men want younger women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a big bunch of baloney. But having a love mentor means that you can wade through all that baloney and create the kind of love relationship that you decide that you want, that has the companionship that you want, that has the world traveling that you want, that has the physical connection that you want. And by the way, I'm very thrilled to say that I have one of my love mentors who works with me, Tamara Green, who's with us here tonight on the call. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Diana. So great to be here.
Oh, it's
wonderful. I'm glad you joined us, Tamara.
It's wonderful. And Tamara and myself are boomer women. And
yes.
And so Tamara can share with us some of her experiences with helping boomer women. But the first step in getting mentored is to figure out what kind of input you need, whether it's emotional support or guidance or some kind of, a little bit of a kick in the butt to help you speak your truth or some kind of feedback about, something you might be doing that's sabotaging yourself, what your needs are. And then number two, it's finding a love mentor. And this is just looking around and finding the kind and wise people in your life, the ones who are successful in love. It could be a good aunt. It could be a step-parent. It could be a minister or a 12-step sponsor. Of course, it could also be a professional love mentor like Tamara. But having someone who is outside of your particular milieu, your particular situation, who can really give you inspiration and guidance and help. And then the third thing is to ask for help. A lot of women don't ask for help at all. To really be your best self, you know, which I call your diamond self. And fourth is to take in the validation and follow the advice of your love mentor. And I can tell you that following those four steps of the love mentor is really, really powerful. Tamara, you want to talk about one of the mentees you had? I know out there in Denver, who succeeded very well, who was a boomer woman.
Oh, yeah, she did just so fantastic. And, you know, it was really about her, you know, Dr. Diana talks about the diamond self, and that really is such a powerful foundation that, that you know, we love mentors work with when we're working with women. And so, you know, she was able to really hold the intention of what she wanted, never married. But she knew that, you know, once and for all, she needed to make a stand for herself. And we really worked on, you know, her reaching the dream of her dreams. And I was really there to hold her to those dreams and for her operating from her, you know, her wonderful diamond self, you know, who she really is, this wonderful dynamic, you know, excited and passionate person, woman in life and in her, you know, in every aspect of her life. So, you know, work and personal and otherwise. So from all of that work and her just keeping her to her goal, her intention, she was able to create this incredible, fantastic relationship with this guy. It was just so exciting. And he, you know, really just... you know, fell head over heels in love with her, and they have this wonderful, committed relationship now. So it's just really exciting to see the whole process unfold.
And didn't she, when she first came to you, didn't she say there were no men around in her city of her age?
Absolutely. There are no men in Denver, no single men in Denver. They're either gay or they're married.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hear that a lot. And
right.
And yet what happened with this particular woman, because I supervised the case, was that she had a lot of different guys to choose from once she started using some of the Love in 90 Days techniques. And when she really found the one, this one guy, Tamara and I had to use the sealing the deal techniques, which she was getting anxious. She was a little antsy. Remember that, Tamara?
Oh, yes. She was getting quite impatient, actually.
Yeah, she was getting very impatient with him. And one of the most important rules, or what I call the real law of attraction that happens in a couple, in a relationship to really make it work, is to actually give the guy space.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to give him space and time to move into a place where he was ready to commit. And he really did that. And she had to really develop what we call her diamond self, which is, you know, it's kind of like a Queen Latifah thing. You know, Queen Latifah was born Dana Owens, but she named herself Queen Latifah, where you find that part of yourself that's more empowered and more playful and more authentic, and really she had to live from that place and go into different activities that really she enjoyed, and that filled her time while he actually developed and decided he really wanted her.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened pretty rapidly. How long did it take, Tamara?
From start to, I think they started dating. It was 4 months, basically, 4 months of dating, and he just, you know, professed his love for her, and they sealed their relationship at that point.
Wow, that's faster than I remembered.
Now, would you say that the part where she needed to give him that space, you know, that she needed to not be rushing the situation. Would you say that that's the single biggest mistake that women make in love relationships, or is it something else?
Well, I think that the biggest mistake that women make in love relationships is they don't really identify their relationship killer beliefs. And these are beliefs that come up, that crop up quite a bit in your mind, that tend to really kind of put your mind on a rant. And also put you into what I call a deadly dating pattern. And you'll recognize them when I say them.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, all men are jerks. There are no good men. That's one variation of a relationship killer belief.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is love is too difficult. I'll never get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is I'll never have love because something's wrong with me. Right?
Mm.
There are six of these that I talk about in Sealing the Deal, and each one will play out in a deadly dating pattern. And if you let these relationship killer beliefs run your mind, they really wreak havoc on your dating and love life. They really, really do, because instead of being focused on what you want to happen and helping the guy come through for you, you start acting cold or standoffish, or you're angry with him. So, for example, you know, if he messes up on Valentine's Day and he doesn't get you a dozen roses, you decide, you see that all men are jerks. These men are such jerks; they just don't know what to do. And you're on a rant. And instead of just saying to him, look, honey, you know, I really wanted a dozen red roses, and now make it a dozen and a half to make it up to me, right? You're on a rant in your mind with this relationship killer belief.
Okay. So those are the biggest mistakes then, is the harboring these relationship killer beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that I was really intrigued with as I was paging through the book is the guy speak cheat sheet that you have there, about 100 pages or so into the book, and I think that I could have, I've been married for 22 years now, this is my second marriage, so, and then 10 years on my first one, but I think that I certainly could have used a guy speak cheat sheet early on when I was dating. So what are the key secrets to having a successful talk with your man? And one of the things that I was really intrigued is that you also said there's a best time of day to approach a man. So could you
Yes.
talk a bit about that?
Yes. Well, when you have something to bring up that's a touchy, hot-button subject with a guy, what's really interesting is that their testosterone levels drop between 4 and 6 p.m. And so the late afternoon, that drop actually allows them to listen more easily. So late in the afternoon is actually a good time, unless, you know, your guy is coming home from work and he needs to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a wonderful time to have a talk. And also, you know, start in a warm and validating way. You don't want to bring up something touchy in a testy way or an offhand way or a mean way. Men can get very upset. Their internal engines are set to go off with adrenaline and upset, and they can't calm themselves down really easily compared to women. So when you have something that's difficult to talk about, it's best to start in a loving, warm, validating way.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, I really, really have enjoyed being with you these past few months. You are extraordinary. It's just, I haven't laughed so much. It's just so great. And, you know, where do you see us having a future? How do you see us having a future?
Mm-hmm.
Also, talking side by side is better for a man's receptivity. For some reason, the research shows that when you're facing eye to eye, they feel threatened quite often. But if you're walking or you're sitting in the car, it's a good time to talk with them.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I had no idea. With my first husband, who unfortunately died of cancer, but That was one of the things that I discovered with him when I was pregnant with our first child. I had to walk every day for my health, and so he started walking with me. And we had some just wonderful discussions when we were walking, but I never understood that that was because we were walking side by side. So this is, you've opened my eyes with that.
Yes, it's so funny, and it's very interesting. My husband and I have our deepest conversations when we go for walks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that you talk about in the book is, you talk about something that I thought was really important, the seven real laws of attraction. I mean, we've all probably heard about the law of attraction, but you've got the seven real laws of attraction and how to become irresistible to your man. And these ways to become irresistible, I was delighted to find out, don't include that I need to make myself get Botox to look younger or go on a diet to be thinner. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about the laws of magnetic attraction.
Yes, yes. I call them the real laws of attraction because they're based on clinical experience and actual research about what goes on when a man is attracted to a woman. And the first idea is to have fun, and fun includes creating novel new ways of playing and being together, like when you first fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new, anything novel will create dopamine, which is the falling in love brain chemical or the infatuation chemical. So if you change where and how you make love, where you go on vacation, even where you eat dinner, any little change is going to be more helpful in terms of falling in love and rekindling that kind of infatuated connection. And number two is be receptive. Men really are wired to actually take care of women and to please them. And they love to do that. They absolutely love to do that. And so allowing them to do that when they want to do that instead of belittling them or telling them they're not doing it right. A lot of women have a whole notion of, oh, he doesn't know how to clean the kitchen. He doesn't know how to do the dishes, blah, 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 blah. But actually being receptive and appreciating a man, really appreciating that, that is the strongest, one of the strongest laws of attraction. Tamara, can you talk a little bit about that, about the importance of appreciation?
It's one of the most fantastic ways to really make that connection with a man. I've been married now for 16 years, and I make it a point every single day to tell my husband at least one thing that I appreciate or that I'm grateful for, you know, having him in my life. And boy, does it, it's amazing. It just sets him on fire in terms of wanting him to connect with me and talk with me and, take care of me and all the things that I really need and want from him. So, yeah, really appreciating your guy is just, and being very verbal and even nonverbal with your appreciation. It's just a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, they really crave appreciation, especially from women. You know, think about it. When a man is first in his first love relationship, he's basically an infant, a young toddler. He's got his mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
His mom is the first figure of love that he has. This is the archetype of woman, so mom's appreciation and mom's noticing him actually had to do with his survival. And the psychoanalysts talk a lot about this, that, you know, of course, vestiges of that are still there in a relationship with an adult man and his partner. He wants your approval. He wants your appreciation. And even though he may put up a fuss and act like he doesn't care, he actually secretly really does want that. And studies show that if there is one, even one expression of gratefulness and appreciation, both members of the couple are happier for at least 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It actually raises your mood.
Do you need to come up with a new thing that you appreciate every time, or can you just have, you know, a recognition of something that you appreciate? I mean, truly that you do appreciate, but something that you've discussed with him before.
It doesn't really matter. What really matters is that you are really paying careful attention to whatever it is you're appreciating. And it could be the same thing, but if you're really paying very, very close attention and it's real attention, it will feel almost like a new type of appreciation.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes I just tell my husband, honey, I appreciate you so much. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
I'm going to say that. I just wanted to know if I needed to come up with more reasons in case he said, well, why do you appreciate me?
Well, it depends. You know, sometimes you can give specifics. You know, I really appreciate the way, you know, you lay in that Barca lounger. Because for me, it's very relaxing to see you put everything down and relax. And I love it. I just really appreciate the way you lay there. It just looks so good, and it makes me feel peaceful and quiet. You know, you can appreciate all kinds of things.
I guess you can.
Mm-hmm. And it'll make you happier. You know, appreciation and gratitude is the mother attitude of all mental health, of all the different good feelings. It tends to make your mood brighter and makes you happier.
Absolutely. That is something that I have only in the past couple of years come to realize, and it's I wish that I would have learned it much younger in my life, but I can't say enough about the value of appreciating what we have and then going on from there. But now, getting back to the book, another thing that you talk about in there is men's 8 fears of commitment and how to handle each one. And so would you have time here to talk about some of the common fears of commitment?
Yeah, well, the most common one is the fear of being controlled or smothered. For example, you know, the fear that if he gets into a deeper relationship with you or he lives with you, that, you know, he'll just never have man cave time. He'll never see the playoffs again in his life. You know, and you can find this at any age. You find this in boomer men as well as younger men. And this is a situation where what you want to do is really send him off for his man cave time and don't hold it against him, and to be independent, do your own thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll come around. He'll long for you. He'll want you. You know, give him that space again. And that's a really good way to handle that kind of fear. Another fear is a fear of not measuring up, not being good enough. I can't make her happy. Now, for the boomer men, a lot of the time, that's sometimes something in the bedroom, because a lot of boomer men have, you know, ED problems, and it's very scary for them. And in that situation, you really want to reassure the guy and tell him how happy he makes you. And if you do start fooling around, you know, just work around that, because there's plenty of ways to pleasure each other and, you know, come to completion and win-win sexual fulfillment. There's just plenty of ways to do that. And reassure him that it's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tamara, anything that you think is also important to talk about in that area?
You know, there's something to be said about, you know, keeping, you know, the neediness out of a relationship, you know, trying as much, you know, as much as you can to just, you know, like you were saying before, appreciate your life and where you're coming from, and then just, you know, neediness to stay out of the relationship. Of course, you know, you need the other person, but not too much. I've definitely heard that, you know, from people before, that it just sort of scares men away and it turns them off, and that sort of thing.
Okay.
That definitely, that goes hand in glove with the fear of being controlled, you know, because if you're very needy and you're, you know, you need him to be with you and you want to know what he's doing and he hasn't called and you're on him because he hasn't called and you're, you know, upset, I mean, that's going to really trigger any fear he has of being smothered. So you want to be aware of that, and if that's the kind of person you're dealing with, a man like that, you really have to be careful and not trigger his fears.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, you mentioned earlier about the feel-good chemicals we experience when something is new, and then you talk about I guess this is our brain chemistry actually shifting positively when we fall in love, but this is designed to fade away. So is there, what are some tricks that the two of you or suggestions that you would have for keeping the sparks flying even after the endorphins, if that's the proper word for them, have gone away?
Well, it's the dopamine. You know, there's that falling in love infatuation. And by the way, there's plenty of boomer women who go through, they're having the time of their lives on this program where they are falling in love and they're having fantastic dating adventures. And then what happens is, you know, after about 6 months to about 2 years, things biologically tend to die down. That dopamine tends to fade away. And it's always important to regenerate it in a relationship and juice things up. And I have dozens of tips to do this in sealing the deal. But one of the most important is, no matter how long you've been together, is really to act like you're having an affair with each other. I touched on this earlier. In other words, take off the sweats. You know, you don't have to look like Angelina Jolie, but you can put out a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can put out a sexy, sensual vibe and, you know, and be teasing and be flirtatious and make sure you have, you know, a good time in the bedroom, that there is a good time where you're both happily fulfilled. And if you do this in novel ways, in new ways, you're going to have this feeling of falling in love again.
Mm-hmm.
And the research shows that people can be married over 20 years and still be madly in love. Their brains, under fMRI studies, show that they have the same kind of dopamine configuration as newlyweds.
And is this because they know this secret of you know?
Yeah, they're rekindling
the
their.
They're rekindling.
Yeah, they're rekindling their passion. They're rekindling their passion, and it's just a marvelous, marvelous thing. It's just a marvelous thing.
There's also nothing more appealing and sexy than a woman who really just likes herself and loves herself, and who doesn't want to be around that. You know, and that's the wonderful thing about the work that we do as love mentors, is that we get you know, women in touch with just, you know, falling in love with themselves and their lives, and it's such a turn on for men to be around, or for anyone to be around for that matter. So really just getting back in touch with you know, just really liking yourself, just like we did when we were, you know, born into this world, and just being passionate and excited about life, about the smallest things, and just, you know, feeling lots of joy and bliss over the smallest things. So I'm so sorry I have to get off the phone. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me share with you today.
It's
been really
wonderful.
Well, thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Diana. Take care.
Take care.
Okay, I've got to look at the other side of things here a little bit, Dr. Diana, because, you know, part of the reason that you have been able to help so many people is because there are people that have been unhappy in previous relationships and, you know, the concept of once burned, twice shy and that sort of thing. So would you say that it's true that once a cheater, always a cheater? Or if we've had a man that we're married to who's cheated, is it possible that we can rekindle the love that we once knew and
Well, and I tell you, it's not necessarily true once a cheater, always a cheater. I mean, there are, of course, some guys who are players and sex addicts, and there's nothing you can do about it. But in some couples, the couple can actually weather an affair and come back stronger for it. But there are certain key steps, and that's what I talk about in Sealing the Deal in terms of how to do that. Now, usually it takes a very strong and capable couples therapist to help the couple work this through. And there has to be sincere apologies and reparations made, you know, to the person who has been cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what happens is that there are long, long talks, and there's a coming together that the couple has where they're rekindling the basic friendship that they lost and the connection that they lost. And they can come back together even closer than ever. It can be done because, of course, we all know that divorce has a terrible price in terms of the emotional and financial and effect on the family life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can avoid it and build a healthy relationship, then it's good to try to do that.
Excellent. Well, I'm certain the children in a family, if there have been children, would certainly appreciate it if that can happen. So you talk about some ways to heal heartbreak in the book. Would you say that there's make it or break it steps that women can take to pick themselves up and move on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the main things to do is to make sure that you spend some time with very, very close friends. The research is very clear that when you're with a loving friend and you tell them your story, what happens is that the brain releases natural painkillers. It actually releases opioids, which are natural painkillers that help you feel better. So don't suffer alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reach out to your friends, your dear friends and close family. Number two is to have an imaginary talk with your ex. This is very, very important. Have an imaginary talk with your ex where you get it all off your chest. And research shows that people recover from grief much more quickly when they do this kind of thing. You just kind of say everything that's unsaid, but it's not really to him. It's just an imaginary conversation. And, of course, any spiritual practice, prayer or meditation, is extremely helpful to help you move through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, some exercise also will elevate your mood. I know it's a time when you don't feel like exercising,
mm-hmm.
but even a little bit of exercise will tend to help your mood.
Okay. Now, contrary to what a lot of experts say, which is that a man can't be changed. In your book, you do claim that it is possible to change your man. And so I have to ask you, how would you go about doing that?
Well, in Sealing the Deal, I talk about these studies that show that people in long-term marriages actually really do shape each other. They change each other. And what they do is they help each other grow into their own best selves.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called, in research, the Michelangelo phenomenon. The Michelangelo phenomenon. You remember Michelangelo, he said that when he was sculpting, he was just releasing the figure from the stone.
Mm-hmm.
It was there already. If your man has an ideal self, an idea of who he would like to be, more honorable, more integrity, more ability to be loving, more ability to be successful, and you support his ideal self, which is like the sculpture in the stone,
mm-hmm.
you can help him really, really grow. And it really is great for the relationship and vice versa. So, if you're in a dynamic of helping each other be your best selves, you're going to grow and grow and grow, and you're going to succeed more in life than other people will, you're going to be happier and healthier. And this has been documented in research. Now, this is very different than what's called the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect is kind of like, I know best what's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not supporting his dream or his goal or his better self. What his idea of his better self is, it's your idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually has negative consequences on a relationship. But most men have, growth needs. They want to learn how to be better men. They want to learn how to be successful in terms of, you know, being your partner and in the world or in giving to the world, you know, having a project of giving to the world. And you supporting that is the best thing you can do for your partner and for yourself.
Excellent. I'm thrilled to know about that. Now, I know before we started the call that you told me that we need to be mindful of the time here, that you need to leave by the top of the hour. So I want to do two things here. First of all, I'd like to give you a chance to talk about your special offer that you have for our listeners. And then after that, unless you want to switch it around, we could open the call and take questions from the audience.
I'd like to go over that, and why don't we just go with that format
okay.
So I can tell the folks what we have.
That'd be great. Why don't you do that right now?
Well, right now I have these amazing love mentors, and you heard from Tamara, who is one of these gifted love mentors at loveand90days.com, and they all have a minimum of a master's degree in a mental health discipline and many years of clinical experience. And they've all been trained by me and are supervised by me. And I'm thrilled to say that we can offer a free 40-minute personal phone or Skype mentoring session with one of them for everyone who's listening to the call. They're just dynamic. They're all pretty dynamic, powerful people. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
That's a fabulous offer. A free
50-minute
consultation with a love mentor sounds like a wonderful gift.
Yeah, I mean, Tamara's usually pretty booked, but she even has openings sometimes. And it's just a wonderful experience to have someone, you know, really help you with whatever it is that you would like to work on, whether it's issues of shyness or issues of not being able to find any partners or feelings of rejection or getting over heartbreak. Just an amazing thing. So it's a 40-minute session, and all they have to do is go to loveand90days.com/coaching. And I'll say it again, loveand90days.com/coaching, and
mm-hmm.
fill out the form. And then my registrar will get in touch with them and set up a time that's convenient for them by phone or Skype, and they can have that experience.
Oh, that is just fabulous. Well, we have about 12 or so minutes left, so I'm going to put the call on interactive so that someone of our you're all live now, so we can hear you. Anybody have a question for Dr. Diana?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know. Are they still unmuted?
Yes, they're all unmuted now.
Okay, don't be shy, guys.
Well, this is Rhonda. I love what you're saying about appreciation, and I just think that things like that are so often it's some of the easy little things that are so fantastic. I also love these examples that you're giving of people who maybe had never been married and were boomers. You get so many messages that there's you must be something wrong with you if you're not married by the time you're 30 or whatever. So that's really cool. I love that.
Oh, it's so exciting. I tell you, my favorites are the boomers, because they just run with the ball, so to speak. They just have the most marvelous time. I mean, I have one person who I'm love mentoring myself, who's actually a celebrity, she is having the time of her life. And let me tell you that even celebrities have a hard time because the men are terrified. It's very intimidating. Do you know what I'm saying?
I imagine
sure.
It could be.
Yeah. And and this person is a boomer, and and it's just she is having the time of her life, and she's finding exceptional men because she has to find somebody who's pretty successful to be of interest to her, and she's doing it, and it's just so much fun. And one of the things we do in the ongoing love mentoring is that you write your gratefuls, what we call your gratefuls, your list of gratefuls, to your love mentor every day. And it's just so dear and so much fun to see her gratefuls. Her gratefuls are just, they're like adventure stories in dating, you know.
I love it. That's awesome.
Anyone else have a question? I see you out there, so don't be shy.
I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I'm 61 years old, and when I was growing up, I was taught that the book cover was so very important. The one thing that I did learn, and I'm still learning, is the book cover changes.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought at one time, when I turned 60, that, I'm just not as young, as beautiful as I was in my younger years. And then one day I had a conversation with myself in the mirror, and I said, you are more beautiful than you were because you have all this wisdom and all this love and all this understanding to give and a wonderful sense of humor. So I'm enjoying my aging gracefully.
I love that.
And it works in a relationship, too. When you said, women, you don't have to be skinny and you don't have to be beautiful. You don't have to be this. We're all beautiful. Just look in that mirror and appreciate who you are.
I love that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, there's research on using the mirror that way. They did research where they had obese adolescents. Now, can you imagine being an obese adolescent? It's the worst time in your life to be having a weight problem, and how adolescents are, judgmental and everything. They did this study where they had them look in the mirror every day, and they had to actually just look for things that they liked about themselves, they liked about their body. And don't you know that almost all their depressive symptoms lifted? Because
And this all happened after going through a terrible, ugly divorce, and feeling really depressed, and life wasn't going to go on and everything. I have to tell you, you have to know my personality. That lasted 5 seconds. I said,
I love it.
And then I began my bucket list of what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be. And the other good point you made is if unfortunately you do face that divorce, and friends, family, they are very, very important at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 very important. So, just to make a note, one of the lists was I never did finish my education. I left school so that he could go on to medical school. And P.S., I now have a bachelor's and a master's degree.
Woo! Yay! Thank you for sharing. Thank you
You're
so much
welcome
for sharing
and
thank
you.
So we have another question that someone typed in that's in a similar vein, so I'll add that at this point. It says, do you have any stats as well as insights for women in their 60s about finding just the right person after a divorce?
Well, I don't have stats per se, but I can tell you that you can do it. You can find just the right person. You can find someone who fits you like a glove. We've done it many, many, many times in the love mentoring program. And I recommend that you pick up a copy of Love in 90 Days, which will give you a step-by-step roadmap. And also, I would also pick up a copy of Sealing the Deal, the Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, because it's they're of a piece, and they tell you how to meet terrific guys and then how to continue the relationship so that you have the companionship you want. And believe me, you are in a position now at your age where you know so much and you have so much wisdom and you can create and find exactly what you want. You just need a few tools. That's all you need. You just need a few tools, and you can go right out there and you can do it. I have no doubt.
That's excellent. Any other caller who would like to ask a question or make a comment?
I have to thank you so much for just sharing in this short period of time. I have another friend, beautiful, beautiful woman in New York, and oh, I'm going to get her rolling and fired up on this.
Good. Good. Yeah. Good. You send her to loveandninetydays.com.
I will.
Get her started. Tell her, let her know that my boomers are my stars. That was my whole PBS show. And you know, and she can turn it around. You know, the thing is not everybody, you know, spends just 5 seconds in feeling terrible after a divorce or after they've been burnt. And you know, sometimes it's a trickier or harder thing to get out of, and sometimes it takes longer. But that's okay. That's
mm-hmm.
okay too, you know. You still can do it. And as I say, we are in a position now, we women boomers, are so amazingly competent because we can use, of course, you know, both halves of our brain. We have that cleverness. We have that edge, and we have wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal in terms of your ability to create whatever it is that you want.
And don't let fear stand in your way. Go for it. You got nothing to lose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been terrified of all these different things. You know, I actually, as a child, was very socially phobic and mute, very frightened, very tense and shy. And people don't believe that.
No. Wow.
But I was, and I practiced talking to people. It was hard to talk to one person, then two people, then three people, then got on TV, then got on, you know, the Today Show. I'll be doing the Today Show, by the way, guys, on February 16th.
Oh, I'll be watching.
Yeah, you guys, I'll be on the fourth hour with Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Oh, that's
going to
be a riot.
Yeah, it's hysterical because it's so funny because the producer will call me tomorrow to prep for the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have it all prepped. And then as soon as I go in there, Kathy Lee always throws the whole thing out.
Of course.
She's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, what are we going to do today?
Well, I would like to share, actually, the young lady who's 61 who was just talking a few minutes ago, she's a really, really great friend of mine. And actually, I'm probably the youngest one on the call because I'm not actually a boomer. I'm almost 42. But I have been going through a lot of challenging things in my marriage. And my friend who was just talking, you know, a few minutes ago, she's really like a great mentor to me. And I'm at the place in my life where I really look to you boomers to really guide me. I really appreciate and value the strength and the wisdom and all that. And I really appreciate what you were talking about, you know, just the fact of this appreciation. And I really see how that's one of the killers that has been in my marriage is that me not really just stopping to really appreciate my husband, things that he does try to do, and I'm not very receptive. And then also you talked about, you know, just being able to support his ideal self. And I really see how I tend to be more of the Pygmalion,
mm-hmm.
that type,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the Michael, the other one.
The
and
Michael
that really made a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, that really made a lot of sense. Like, wow, it's like no wonder things have really been kind of going wrong. It's because I, you know, I'm trying to change him into what I'm wanting him to be instead of just really supporting, you know, what he's trying to do. And so this has been, you know, really, you know, just great, you know. And then also, too, just me learning to really just love myself. And that's something that I've really found I've really struggled with. So I'm just really trying to, you know, just really love who I am and see my own value and not trying to get it from him, you know, but just being, you know, be able to stand on my own and be like, you know, wow, I am great, I am beautiful, and really believe that. You know, so I really, you know, just appreciate just the time that you've taken to be able to just, you know, talk to us. And I mean, like, even though I'm the youngest one probably on the call, but it was very, very meaningful because I definitely want to be able to utilize all that now so that, you know, I can start putting into practice so as time goes on, I can be better and get wiser.
Well, I want to say that I really admire and respect you. I really, really admire you and respect you because that's just so smart to look for love mentoring, to look, you know, for input. That's very, very, very smart. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh,
and also, I really think, you know, I really want you to pick up the Sealing the Deal book.
Mm-hmm.
It's right now, it's only, I think, $11 on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's going to go up, I think, on Monday. Because
okay.
Once Monday's
the
formal pub date.
Launching, right?
It's the pub date, and also that's the launch, the book launch date. And also, I have amazing gifts for everyone who buys this book. Anne is giving a gift as well.
Okay.
During the launch time, and this launch time starts now, and
okay.
You guys can go to Amazon and get it for like 11 or 12 bucks instead of 23
okay.
bucks. And, okay. Then go to the website, Love in 90 Days, and get your gifts. You'll see, if you go to the website, you'll see where to go to get all the gifts. There's so many
okay.
gifts for this week. It's unbelievable. It's very exciting.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. And also on your site, I don't want them to miss the fact that you have free dating tips and your Dr. Diana's relationship advice newsletter. So the loveand90days.com website is an excellent site that I highly advise that all of our listeners should enjoy and take benefit from. And Dr. Diana, I am mindful of our time here that you need to leave by the top of the hour. So I want to say it's been great talking with you this evening. Thank you for being my guest and for the great discussion. Remember her new book, Dr. Diana's new book, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, as she said, is available on Amazon.com. Is it also at Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
Okay, so excellent. Go check out the book. I've got a copy. It's fantastic, and I'm married, so I'm looking at it from the point of view of keeping my relationship going, which is as important, I think, as finding a relationship in the first place. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And Dr. Diana, anything that you want to say before we close?
I just want to say lots of love to you guys, lots of love. It's just been really amazing being with you tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good
night.